Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Hum Finance. Now, with Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in-store from any of our retail partners. We have loads of, they have loads of different retail partners across a whole range of industries like home, electrical, health and beauty and so on. Partners like Easy Living Interiors, DID Electrical, Harvey Norman, B&Q and lots more besides. And what Hum Finance does for you is it helps you manage your finances and make larger purchases more affordable. With Hum, it's so simple. You can get approval through their website, shophum.com, or you can apply directly in-store. And keep in mind, though, that Hum is a form of credit, and it's important to consider your ability to repay the amount borrowed, but you can rest assured that Hum is regulated by the financial regulators, unlike some other companies that let you spread payments. And we would like to sincerely thank Hum Finance for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast.
And can I also remind you, because it's pertinent to the conversation we're having on today's podcast, that if certain vets also use Hum as well. So if you are bringing in your dog or your cat, and the vet bill is quite expensive, as they can be, because not everybody has the money to pay for a vet bill up front. So you can also spread the cost of veterinary bills using Hum as well. Hum with two M's.
Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A lady called Karen has been in touch with us, and here's what she says. Hi guys, can you please read this out on your podcast? I live in Enfield in County Meath, where the temperature today is 25 degrees. Now, this was actually sent 24 hours ago, so yesterday afternoon, but it's probably 25 degrees again today. Can you please send a warning out to moron dog owners to stop bringing their dogs for walks in this heat? Just an hour ago, I screamed at a man who was walking along the canal with his large Labrador on a boiling hot tarmac path. I told him I was going to report him to the ISPCA, and he told me to piss off. How would you feel walking with a heavy coat in your bare feet in this heat? It is the ultimate animal cruelty. People who do this to their dogs should have them taken off them. He's lucky the ISPCA didn't answer the phone. And that is from a lady called Karen.
Now, I did a bit of research on this, so I wasn't going into a blind because I don't own a dog. I have owned a dog in the past. How do dogs survive in the Middle East, in Dubai and
stuff like that? You wouldn't see them walking around the streets.
No, not during the day, but you would in the evening time, would you not? It says here, and this is according to the Kennel Club, so they'd know a thing or two. By the way, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. It says here that most dogs are comfortable at temperatures between 15 degrees and 25 degrees.
Walking?
Well, it just says they're comfortable.
On a tarmac footpath?
Well, no, I'm just reading what it says on the...
A black tarmac footpath.
Will you listen to me? This is according to the Kennel Club. Do they not know a thing about dogs?
Yeah, they may.
And it's an article all about walking your dog on warm days. If you want the article sent on, by the way, just WhatsApp us and Amanda will send the link on to you in case you think we're making this up. But it says, when walking dogs on warm days, most dogs are comfortable at temperatures between 15 and 25 degrees. But this is very much dependent on their age, their breed, and their size. So I'm just passing on the news.
Okay. As this lady said in her message, how would you feel...
So what temperature did she say it was yesterday?
25 degrees.
It wasn't 25 degrees.
It was 25 degrees. And the more inland you went yesterday, it was really, really warm.
Okay, would it be worse if she was leaving the dog in a... And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm just saying, what should you do with a dog in warm weather then? If you leave them out the garden, they're in the heat. If you leave them in the house, they're in the heat as well. So... My question to you, Karen, is how long was the dog being warm for? You don't even know how long the dog was being warm for. And in fact, yesterday, I met a neighbour of mine. You know how close Dunn's is to my house.
Yep.
Dunn's is like a 6-minute walk to my house, yeah? And yesterday, when I was in Dunn's, and it was about 4:30 yesterday, and I bumped into a neighbour who had walked her dog to Dunn's and was tying it up outside and just going in to get a couple of messages. Now, that dog was literally walked from my house, my avenue, to Dunn's. So probably 6 minutes there, maybe 6 minutes back. Is that cruel?
But it's even more cruel to tie the dog up outside the shop. That's another day's conversation.
Oh, is that cruel as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was...
Okay, the question is...
I just think, and again, I'm open to change my mind. I think, playing devil's advocate here, I think they're getting upset and annoyed over nothing, aren't they? Like, if the dog was being... Now, the one thing I do have a problem with is a dog being tied to the back of a bike and being dragged along. Okay, absolutely cruel. And I also think it's cruel to go jogging with a dog. A dog has much smaller legs than you. A dog's legs are 1/20th the length of your legs. So just think about that. So for every step that you take when you're jogging, a dog probably has to take about 20. So I think that's wrong. But if a dog had been walked in nice weather for just a few minutes, like, is mine? Should I ring the DSPCA for my neighbour?
For tying the dog up outside the shop, yeah.
But that's not illegal.
It should be. I really hate seeing that, and I see it regularly. But anyway, that's another day's conversation.
You do have dogs. Yeah. Would you walk it to the shop and back in this weather?
No.
Really?
Yeah. No, don't take them for a walk. Maybe late in the evening or early in the morning, but we wouldn't take them out in the middle of the day.
Oh, okay. So where are they now?
They're at home.
Oh, in a stuffy house.
No, but they can go out the back garden.
Oh, so they're out in the sun?
In the grass.
They're in the sun.
They can go out, but they choose not to. They come back in again.
So they're in a stuffy house. So they're not being walked at all today.
They will be walked this evening.
So they have to wait a whole day without being walked. The dogs are probably going out of their absolute mind. How dare you? That's very cruel. I'm being serious. How dare you leave those dogs in the house all day in a warm day like today?
We're not leaving them in the house. The door is open. They can come and go. They can go in and out.
So they're in a stuffy house.
They're not in a stuffy house, you fool. Our number is 085 825 2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. Let me kick off with a message from Catherine. Oh, hang on now. Let me kick off with a message from Catherine.
Please, 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 please do not walk your dogs in the heat. The dogs will walk to please the owner. They have fur coats on. Put on a faux fur coat and walk yourself in that heat. It is shocking. Bring your dogs out for a toilet break in the shade and straight back. Already this morning, I've corrected about 20 people walking the dogs. If your dog is panting and breathing heavy, it was very close to heat stroke. Please do not walk your dogs in this heat. And if you see people walking the dogs, please tell them to get their dogs home. Most people are walking the dogs on their stupid phones and not paying attention to their dog's health, discomfort, and they're not being proper dog owners. Especially, do not run with your dog in this heat or cycle with your dog. That should be banned. It's actually animal cruelty to be yourself on a bicycle, feeling a cool breeze, and your dog running beside you. Absolutely wrong. That's animal abuse. Thanks, guys.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Hey, John, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, John. What do you make of Karen's message?
It's very fitting that her name is Karen, isn't it, Adrian? All the cardinals. I tell you, if she said that to me, I would have told her about fuck off. That's what I would have told her. You see, Jeremy's at the hitting the point nail on head there, and he got there before me. You know, dogs can walk in heat, you know. There's nothing to say that you can't bring the dog for a walk in the heat. I had two German Shepherds. I was out there earlier on, about 2 hours ago there. Not a bother to them. 10-minute walk there. Had them down the river. They went into the river, they came back out. As I say, not bother to them. I bring bottles of water with me. There's nothing to suggest you can't bring the dog for a walk in the heat. You know, all the cartons out in Forest there, you hear the message there, or back there, whatever her name is, you know. I can't think of her name there, but what are y'all fucking experts on dogs? You know, I should know myself. I had, you know, generations of German Shepherds. Never once did I have a problem with walking my dog.
Okay, would you walk in your bare feet on a black tarmac footpath in 25-degree heat?
I think you know the answer to that, but the fact of the matter is, Adrian, these dogs can go for walks. Look it up. Google it. You do what you like with it. You know, you can bring dogs for walks in heat. Of course you can. You know, there's nothing to suggest you can't. Oh, imagine you having a fork hose on walking in that heat. Will you fuck off? They were born with four. You know, you see dogs over in fucking Iceland. You know, you see them in Budapest. You know, so I just can't understand it for the life of me. Some of these people don't even think have dogs, have they? You know, but all the TSP. You know, this is the idiocy you're getting with.
Okay,
now,
so what would you do if this lady Karen or somebody like her was to call you out for having your dogs out in the heat?
I'd have to piss off and mind their own business. That's what I do.
You don't see that's it in any way cruel to be taking the dogs out in...
No, not long with 10-minute, 15-minute walk. There's not, no, there's not. I'll tell you this out straight. You know, I have my little guys here beside me. Well, one of them was a pup there, and the two adults. There's not a bother to them. Now, I didn't bring the pup out there now, because, the pup is it's still... You know, he's still only a puppy, you know. And but the two other guys, the guy and the girl there, not a bother to them, you know. They loved it. They were in the river and all. They fucking loved it, you know. As Jeremy said, you can't keep them in the house. Because how is that going to work? Oh, it's sunny out and there's a bit of fucking decent weather in Ireland. Keep them indoors. Please fucking leave it out, guys. Honestly.
No, nobody's saying keep them indoors. Like I said, in our house, and in fact... My wife only messaged me a few minutes ago. The dogs have the option to go outside if they want to, but they choose to stay in the house. They're actually in our sitting room, which is the coolest room in the whole house. So they're protecting themselves, basically.
I had the door open here. I bought them a paddling pool there the other day. I fucking love the paddling pool. People do things, you can't walk a dog in heat. Yes, you can. Yes, you fucking can. You know, I don't know. Are people just looking for something to give out about Adrian? Are they that bored? As I say, if anybody starts shouting at me about bringing me dog for a walk, I'm the fuck off and mind their own business. Honestly.
All right. Stay there for 1 second. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved in this conversation, John is basically saying, mind your own business. Dogs are well able to go walking in the heat.
Obviously, if you see the dog going by and the dog is literally keeled over and he's... you know, gasping at the mouth and stuff like that, then you would intervene. But nobody knows a dog like their own owner. And I'm sure, John, you know your dogs very well. You know what heat they're able for. You know if they're uncomfortable, don't you?
Absolutely. A nice 10-minute walk. You know, have the bottles of water ready. You know, there's no harm done here. The paws aren't being buttoned off them and all this carry on. I don't know where to get this one.
Now, yeah. I would say your dogs are big dogs. So they are. They're German Shepherds. Yeah, that's a big dog with long hair.
These are short toy hairs. Oh, there's one of them. He's having a drum. They're the toy hairs, not the long haired version. You know, but still, look. The fact of the matter is, like, they have four coats. But look, so does every dog nearly. You know, but it's you can't walk them any more than 10 minutes in heat. I will agree with that. 10-15 minutes max that you can bring a dog
Why?
In that heat.
Why, if they're well able for it, John?
No, they're well able for a 10-15-minute walk. You can't be walking them around for hours because they will, they'll run out of breath. You know, as Jeremy Dixon said there just 2 seconds ago, if you see them there and they're panting like folk, you have to stop, you have to bring them in. You know, the air is not there, you
so
know.
So would you have, say yesterday 25 degrees, I don't believe it was, but say yesterday it was 25 degrees in certain parts of Leinster. Would you have taken your dog out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
I didn't at 2, no. I was out about 7. I waited for the traffic to die down. But about 7 o'clock I was out. Before that it was 10 o'clock that yesterday morning, you know. So, you know, it's still hot, but look, it's not as hot as 2 and 3 o'clock in the day. But the fact of the matter is, the reason why I couldn't do that is because I was working. But if I had got the chance, it wouldn't have bothered me. It's not bothering the dogs. The dogs, they're not bothered by this. They're not, honest to good God, they're not. Okay, they're properly heard is right, and they're properly looked after with water, and they're properly fed in this weather. Again, not too much heavy food in this weather either. You know, keep them nice and light meals, because there's no point in giving them big feeds there and that kind of weather as well.
Stay there for a second, John, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Carolyn, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks. Well, what did you want to say on this? Is it cruel to be taking dogs out in 25 degree sunshine?
Absolutely. I have a Labrador and I have a miniature cockapoo, and there's no way I'd be bringing them out during the day in that heat. I'd wait until about 7 or 8 in the evening, and even at that time it's very warm when the weather is that warm in the day, and I would not put them through that stress walking through the heat like that. It's just not fair.
And when you hear somebody like John saying, the dogs are well able for it, they're built for it, not a bother on them, it doesn't affect them at all.
No way that are they built for it. With all that fur on their body and everything else, no. And I tell you something else as well. When I bring my dogs for a walk in the evening, when it's like probably around 18 degrees at that stage, they'd be panting like mad when they come back. Like, they'd be absolutely sweating and absolutely totally overheated, you know? So, no, I don't agree with anything anyone else says about bringing dogs out during the day in the heat. It's just not on.
Well, there you are, you know? John. It's just not on. It's cruel.
Another Karen, honestly. You know, you can bring a dog for a 10-minute walk. There's nothing wrong with it. Ask anybody.
My name isn't Carol, it's Carolyn.
No, it says Karen. I called you a Karen. You're a Karen.
I'm not a Karen, I'm a Carolyn.
A Karen. K-I-R-E-N. Another Karen. Karen. Just giving out there for the sake of it. You know, you stick to you. You do what you do.
I'm telling you how it is. And that's
no, you don't. You won't be telling me how it is. You won't be telling me anything. My dog's all my life. Nobody can tell me that it's wrong to bring a dog out on a walk. You know, no matter what degree it is. You know, Jesus Christ, I'm not going to agree. Look, educate yourself, please. You know, do something about it. You know, there's nothing wrong with bringing a dog for a 10-minute walk in the heat. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm telling you that out straight.
Well, I'll tell you something now.
If
it was
that big of a deal, I wouldn't be doing it.
Okay, well, I'll tell you something now. Last night, actually, it's funny now because I'm on the phone to you today. But last night I was watching YouTube and it was all videos of dogs being kept in cars in the middle of the heat in America, right? Hmm. There was puppies in the car and everything else. And the windows were down and two of the puppies died in the heat because they left them in there for an hour after going into a shopping centre. Okay?
Idiots. So, I know that. Idiots. Yeah.
Idiots, and you're saying it's okay for you to walk your dog in 25 degrees?
It is, yeah, of course it is. See, when we went in the car, we put the aircon on, we have the water bowls in the back of the car, it's in a stay car.
They don't have aircon when they're out in the
I wouldn't leave my dog. I wouldn't leave my dog in a car. But anyway, when I'm out walking the dog, the air is there. It's natural air, you know, it's there. You know, you let them have a dip in the water there, whether it's a river or a lake or the beach, whatever you are. I wouldn't bring them out onto the beach. But look, it is where it is. You're only bringing them for a walk there along the river banks. Let them jump in. Let them have a kill down in the water. They're loving it. They were loving it earlier on. They were loving it yesterday. I'm not going to change what I do, what you say. Oh, geez, you can't be doing that. You're wrong. I think you're wrong.
So, John, what do you say then to this message? Clearly, that man has no idea about heat stroke and dogs.
I do know about heat stroke and dogs. That's why I said a 10 to 15 minute walk is suffice and nothing else more than that. You can't be bringing them for half hour, 45 minute walks or an hour walk. You couldn't do it. I know heat strokes. I know everything. Look, you can't educate me about dogs. You won't be educated. Nobody will educate me today. That's why I chose to come on to this show today, because I'm doing it generations of years. My family are doing it generations. You know, Jesus, there's nothing that you can't tell me about these dogs. There really isn't.
Well, what's the point of bringing them out for a 15 minute walk? Why not wait until the evening and bring them out for a 15 minute walk?
What's a dog then? You don't lock the fucking dog up there, the sun
is. You don't have to.
You can bring the dog out for a walk, a 10-15 minute walk during the day. If it's worn out, so what? You can still bring them out. There's nothing in the libraries and in the history of dog books that says you can't bring a dog out in the heat. You can bring them for a 10 and 15 minute walk. How many times do I have to tell you this?
That's not going to do the dogs any good.
Jesus Christ, almighty. They're great. They're playing here with their toys in front of me. They're absolutely delighted with life. There's nothing wrong with them. They were out earlier on. They were out yesterday.
And you keep them on the all day as well, do you?
The back door is open. He can go out to the pool if he wants. They have to tear. David, that's a life than you have. Believe me. These dogs are treated like royalty, honestly. And they always have been. They always will be.
Well, people that say that normally isn't the truth.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Come here to me. What do you want me? Do you want me to invite you up to my home and have a look? Do you want to show you around?
No, that's not. Just take a video and send it in.
Why do I have to prove myself to you or anybody else?
Well, you're the one that's saying you want me to invite you to your house. So if you're telling the truth, then...
Okay, give me a second there. Jeremy, can you ring me back there? I'll take a video. I'll take a video of the dog. Can you ring me back, Jeremy, and I'll send it to you.
Okay, you can do that. We'll get it off here. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me bring in more of your opinions.
How is, boys? I'm doing a lot of driving today, so I'm not going to be able to get on. But I saw the caption up, but lads, yeah, this is actually a really important one for every dog owner out there. Lads, dogs don't sweat like we do. And they're going to get really overheated in the heat that we're seeing at the moment. As well as that, during the hot time of the day, if you walk them on hot concrete or on hot tarmac, they're going to get really severe burns on the bottom of their paws. And like, I can't even begin to imagine how painful that is for the animal. Now, I understand that they have to be walked daily, But be responsible, people. Bring them out early in the morning when it's cool, or bring them out in the evening where the heat is a lot less worrisome for them. You know what I mean? Like, it's all about taking responsibility and taking accountability. Listen, cheers, boys. Have a good one, yeah?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Not a bother, Aidan, yourself.
Good, not a bother, thanks, Darren. What did you want to say on this?
John. First of all, he's saying that he wouldn't bring his dogs for a walk at 2 o'clock in the day. So what's he talking about then?
No, he said he would, but only for a short walk.
So a German Shepherd needs more than 10 minutes. Wow, it's a waste of time bringing a German Shepherd for a 10-minute walk. Waste of time.
No, I disagree. 10 minutes is better than no walk. Adrian's dogs aren't being walked at all today. They're at home.
No, I'll tell you what's better.
Running around themselves in the kitchen. They're probably wrecking the kitchen.
They will be walked this evening, I told you.
Yeah, but they're not being walked today.
Yeah, they'll be walked this evening.
No, it's not the same.
But German Shepherds require a sick amount of exercise every day, and not just physical exercise, mental exercise.
Well, John, you're not exercising your dogs enough.
Look, I only said 10 minutes in the heat. Now, Darren, here's the thing. I'm not getting it into, this with you, Darren, at all. You see, here's the thing, Darren. It's a 10-minute walk. As Jeremy said, it's better than no walk. You can't walk the dogs in more than 10 to 15 minutes because they will get heat stroke. We all know that. But the fact of the matter is, it's better than no walk, as Jeremy said. Now, here's the thing. My dogs love the car. They love it. And I have a sweater there. I have the screen on the back there for them. And they love the car. They love cruising around.
Actually, you put them into the car and it's 24 degrees heat, which is probably double that in the car.
It's on you, numpty. You know,
you are a fucking easy, you know that?
Says the one with the fucking dog in the back of the truck. On the open back of the truck as well, you asshole. You're an asshole.
John, I think you are actually genuinely stupid.
Do you know what? I'm not getting into it.
Be quiet for a second, will you?
I won't be quiet. You telling me, Darren, that there's a problem when bringing the dogs for a drive in the car with the aircon on. Are you telling me there's a problem with that, Darren? Are you? Come on, Darren.
I think the whole country has a problem with that, John.
I think you have a bit of a more of a brand on that now. I'm going to give you a bit of respect.
John.
But the thing about it is, I bring the dog out for a walk for 10, 15 minutes earlier, but wasn't bothering him. I'm not sending Jeremy
in. Be quiet for a second, will you?
And the dog is absolutely delighted with himself.
John, we've had a discussion before about German Shepherds, and John has never even heard of a working line German Shepherd or a show line German Shepherd. So he hasn't a clue.
No, I haven't.
Shut up for a fucking minute, will you?
A fucking pickup truck, you asshole! You're an asshole.
You put them in the boot of your car, you idiot! In 24 degrees heat.
He's not in the boot of a car. It's a fucking station wagon, you shithead.
What is that then? The boot? You idiot.
Honest to God, you are an asshole, Darren.
He doesn't go in the boot.
God love your fucking family and your kids, not us. Because imagine listening to you
oh,
shithead.
Oh, John, do you ever shut the fuck up, please?
Okay, Darren, let me ask you, let me go back to the point of this conversation, which is bringing dogs for a walk in the middle of a sunny day when it's 25 degrees in bright sunshine. Is that cruel, or is John right? They're well able for it.
Bringing a long-haired German Shepherd for a walk in that sun is obviously cruel. I have a long-haired working line German Shepherd, and all he wants to do is run around. I went for a walk last night about 7:30, and even still, every few minutes after he run around, he'd sit down for a few minutes because he was bollocksed. And heat stroke can happen within seconds in a dog. John is an absolute naive fool. And he says there, he's not in the boot, but he's in a station wagon.
Shut him up, please. You shut the fuck up, Darren. I'm speaking now.
Adrian, will you just wind him down, will you?
John, go on, make your point.
He said he's not even walked a dog for a 10 minute. What's the point in doing a 10 minute walk? He says
there's every point in it. It doesn't matter
if it's fucking snowing out, Darren. They get out for a walk, end of, right? But the fact of the matter is, Darren, they get many walks. My son will bring him for a walk now later on as well.
John, you live in a house on its own.
But the fact of the matter is, Darren, I live on the fucking moon. If I live on the moon, you, Darren, are an asshole, a grade A asshole.
asshole at that.
Whatever you think. My dog gets more exercise in the morning than your dog gets in a day.
You
I can guarantee you that.
And now with a bit of exercise, will you shut up the fuck up? Fuck's sake, man.
Shut that hole in your face, will
you? Bring the dog for a 10-minute walk, you fucking numbskull.
But you also said, John, that dogs are well able for being out walked in this heat.
He said he wouldn't bring him at 2 o'clock in the day.
I told you already, you can bring them for a 10-15 minute walk. There's nothing wrong with it, Adrian. The people that tell you different, but I'm telling you the truth. They're not wrong with me dogs. They're in great shape and great form. I sent it to Adrian there, or to Jeremy. You know, I don't get the big idea here. Look,
you don't even know about the different German Shepherd. You're a fucking idiot.
I shouldn't have bought a stationary car.
What's that in the back of the station wagon? Is it a boot? Is it a boot or what is it?
You're the one that admitted you're driving around with a pickup jeep. Is your dog in the back of the pickup?
And what's the difference in that? And you put them in the boot? What's the difference?
My dog won't fall out of the fucking station wagon, you asshole.
No, but if you crash, what happens?
Josh, go on, Darden. You're a fucking muck.
You're a fucking idiot, John. You're the
last talk of
Dublin.
Enough. Let me bring in more opinions on this. There's lots of you getting in touch with us. This is Emma, who actually works with dogs.
Hi, lads. As you know, I work with dogs. I have two dogs. I have a boxer and a poodle. They both get walked in this heat for 10 minutes, maybe 3 or 4 times a day. Bring a little bowl, me a bottle of water. They have to be exercised. They love going out. Believe me, my boxer's stubborn as fuck. If he didn't want to walk, he'd sit down. And he's done that to me before in the rain, because he doesn't like walking in the rain. I tell you, when he's out in the weather like this, he absolutely loves it. 10, 15 minutes, a few times a day, not a bother on them. These people are just moaning. Yeah, I agree. Like, don't go running your fucking dog in the heat, like, obviously. Jesus Christ. But, like, well capable of bringing them out for a small walk. On often I agree with John, but he's spot on at this one, to be fair.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Hannah, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Hannah.
How's it going, guys? How are you?
Good, thanks, Hannah. You sent a message in to us basically saying that under no circumstances should anybody be walking a dog in the sort of heat we've been having this week.
No, absolutely not. Lads, at the end of the day, right, I'm going to explain this really quick and really simple. I'm a dog walker. That's my job. That's what I do, okay? I had all of my dogs, all of my clients' dogs, walked and home by 11:15 this morning. There is no excuse to be walking your dog at 2 o'clock in the day when it's 25 degrees. I don't care what your excuse is. There's no excuse. Simple as that.
And if you see somebody out walking a dog in 25 degrees, would you call them out over it?
Oh, it kind of depends. I did it once and I got shouted at. And then, I can't really see because I'm at home now in the garden, so I can't see anyone out walking. But me personally, I have two pugs. They're 9 years of age. They're highly, highly active. They come to work with me every single morning. And the thought of me bringing them out now, it would kill them. Simple as that. Like, I'm out in the garden, like I said. I'm sitting in the sun. The two of them are in the shade with a little paddling pool and they're fast asleep. You know, there's not a hope I'd bring them out. Torture. I just think it's cruel, personally.
Well, John, it is cruel, full stop. Under no circumstances should you take any dog.
But that's our own personal points, you know, because you heard what Emma said earlier on. She doesn't, you know, agree with me, but, you know, Emma knows what she's talking about. She works with dogs. She, you know. But here's the thing, Adrian. We know pugs. I know pugs. You know, my niece has one. That pug can't walk from one side of the house to the other where he's fucking panting for breath. You know, pugs are just pugs. Like, you know, but the fact of the matter is, even their size. Hannah, is it? That's your own personal preference, Hannah, whether you want to walk your dog or not.
I totally understand that, John, but at the end of the day, I have pugs, okay? I would not walk them in this heat at this time of the day.
But that's your own personal preference, Hannah. Where did you get this, Hannah? Have you got the scientific evidence that you can't walk a dog for 10 minutes, 15 minutes? Have you got that in front of you, Hannah? In the handbook, is this?
What I'm doing at the moment is I finished work and I was home by 11:30 and I'm sitting out in the sun and the dogs are in the shade. They've had their walk
already. That's great.
So I don't have information.
Here's the thing. I'm on the gym with everybody else done in this Ireland and world. You know, I'm doing it for generations. As I said to you before,
It's not my opinion, it is cruel.
Do you know what you're doing your favour, Hannah? You said that you have two pugs. See the next time See the next time you're with the vets. Say it to the vet. Nothing wrong with doing a 10-15 minute walk there in the heat there. It doesn't matter what heat it is. They'll fucking tell you, Hannah. There's no problem at all. Of course you can.
John,
just make sure you bring a bottle of water.
If I went to the vet with my two dogs and asked the vet, could I walk my two pugs at 2 o'clock in the day in 25 degree heat, I'd be laughed at.
You won't be laughing at anybody. They won't be laughing. Believe me, they won't. I'm telling you now, they won't.
Believe me, they will.
Hannah, listen, that's your own preference, Hannah. You can do what you like, and I'll do what I like.
I'm not saying that, John, at the end of the day, if you want to take your shepherds out for 10 minutes at 2 o'clock, you do that. I disagree. I think it's cruel. Shepherds also need a lot more exercise than 10 or 15 minutes. It's pointless.
No, I said that earlier on. This wasn't the broadening. Hold on for a minute, Hannah. No, okay. Don't be putting words in my mouth. I said earlier on that I'm only out for it. Listen to me. I said that I bring them out at 10-15. Shut the fuck up. Let me talk. Bring the dog out for a 10-15 minute walk in the heat. I said, in the fucking heat, I said, you do a 10-15. I'm not saying that I only do 10-15 minute walks. See, in the evening, they will get the 45 minutes to an hour. They will, of course they will. But overall, in the whole day of the day, they will get about 2 hours on in general. That's what I'm saying.
That's
Jesus
right.
Christ.
I want Jeremy to read a message that's just come in to us. Hang on there for a second, both of you. I'd love to get your take on this, Hannah, because we've tried to get this caller on, but they're working at the moment in a work vehicle, so can't use the phone. But listen to this message. Where is it? Sorry, Amanda. Yeah, there. Lads, I can't come on right now, but I'm outside. Now, we're not going to mention the place just yet because I don't want to be responsible for what happens. Lads, right now, I can't come on right now, but I'm outside blank in Drumcondra, and there is a pug tied to the lamppost for the last 22 minutes. I know because I timed it in direct sunlight, and the owner is still in the shop. What should I do? The dog looks in bits, as you can see, and you can see that photograph. Can we put the photograph up, actually, Amanda, after this podcast? So there is a pug that he's after taking a photograph of, tied to a lamppost in Drumcondra, and that is direct sunlight. You can see clearly from the photograph.
No, I know exactly where that is.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
For 22 minutes.
What do you think of that, Hannah?
I mean,
oh my God, that's...
I think if I was there, just, you know, if it was me, I'd honestly just untie the dog and bring it into a shaded area, get it some water. You know, like...
Oh, my God, yeah.
I actually don't know what to say, lads.
And John, what do you make of that?
I've no words for that, Adrian. That's cruelty. That's fucking cruelty right there and then.
Like,
just shocking.
I'm just thinking 22 minutes. Sorry, that message came in 3 minutes ago, so... Sorry, by the way...
Yeah, the dog could be gone now.
The dog could be gone. Sorry, can you actually message us back? I know you're listening to this. Can you message us back and let us know if the dog is still there? Carolyn is saying ring the RSPCA. Well, they're in the UK. If you mean the DSPCA, the DSPCA are not going to come out before that dog is gone,
no,
are they?
No, jeez, they're not, no.
Like, you're not going to get the DSPCA. Amanda saying maybe not contact the show and actually do something. Well, Amanda, we're part of the media and people contact us about, we're talking about this and he's after spotting it. So, Jesus, at least thank him for highlighting instead of creating a negative about it. Jesus Christ. Like, what should he do?
He should do something. He should not just drive off. He should even ring the shop.
He literally says in his message, what should I do? Hannah, what should he do? You know more than most people.
I think if it was me, I'm obviously not going to tell the person what to do, but if it was me, I'd unclip the dog, bring it to a shaded area and get it some water ASAP.
Sorry, I actually don't have any words. I just
But where would you?
Other people are saying call the guards. I don't know what the guards are going to.
Call the guards. Jesus Christ. The guards. Do you think they're. Sorry, if your house was broken into this afternoon,
you'd be hard pressed to get a guard to turn up to your house.
Guards, it'd probably take them 6 hours to come. Now, sorry, to that guy who's. So, do we have a name for him? Stuart. Yeah. Is that actually his name? Sorry, because I'm just hearing things in my ear. Sorry, his name is Stuart. That is actually his name. Stuart, I'm sure you're able to ring the guards. So, do ring the guards and let us know. If you hear anything back. But the guards aren't going to come down with sirens blazing or blaring.
No, just to move the dog.
I'm actually in disbelief over this. I mean, what Hannah, you know more than we do. Can that person, that individual, whether they're male or female, can they be done for animal abuse?
They could be.
Because is he or she breaking the law? That's what I want to know.
Well, there's no law in as far as I'm aware that says you can't bring your dog out in the heat. Again, like for me, I think it's cruel as someone.
And I don't think there's a law that says you can't tie your dog up outside a shop.
No, it's not illegal as far as I'm aware that you can't tie them up outside a shop. But like, it's common knowledge if you have a pug. Or for simple English, a dog that has a squash face. You don't leave them in direct sunlight tied up for 25 minutes outside, regardless. So,
yeah, that is shocking now, I have to say.
So what you're saying is that there's probably...
I would personally move the dog to a shaded area and get it water ASAP.
Geez, Stuart could be the one that ends up getting in trouble then for taking someone's dog, couldn't he?
Yeah, but he's technically not. He's not actually stealing the dog, technically. He's moving it to an area because of animal welfare. That's an animal welfare issue. Mm. If the dog is struggling and need water.
Yeah.
You need to get it into a shaded area and get it water ASAP.
Okay, Stuart, if you're listening to Hannah's advice, sorry, I don't know, can we give that advice, Adrian? I don't want to tell him to do something that's actually breaking.
He said he can't do
as
anything anyway.
As a dog owner, it's common knowledge. I forget the fact that of my job, of what I do. As a dog owner, as a human, that's what I would do. That's just my opinion.
Okay, so Stuart, you should move the dog to a more shaded
area. A more shaded water.
All right,
that seems like I can't get that image out of my head.
I hope by now it's actually gone.
Amanda's trying to ring Stuart. If you get him, just put him straight through to us. But even 25 minutes is...
Yeah, it's shocking, yeah.
Oh my God.
Joe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joe?
Morning, boys. How's it going?
Good. Joe, what did you want to say on this?
It's baffling, you know, listening to this. Like, 25, 30 years ago, there was only a conversation. Every dog was outside in Ireland, and they're all tied up wherever they were. Nothing was said about it. But anyways, these days we're a bit more humanitarian to our dogs. But we're talking about Ireland right now. We're not talking, as you, Jeremy said and yourself said, we're not talking about Mexico or Canada when it's 40 degrees here, 35 degrees all summer. And then in the wintertime, it's minus 30, with snow on the road and ice, and ice on their paws and stuff. My dog, I got four dogs. I sent the picture in there now. I got two wolfhounds and two Great Danes in a big house. And they have a 2-acre backyard and they run around. And they like no better to sit in that back porch and lie in the sun, like all as much as they want. They have water there, they have shade, but they decide to walk in it. We've got an asphalt driveway and the whole street's asphalt here. Like, listen, opinions like assholes. We all have one. And everyone's entitled to their opinion on this show, I guess. And I do stand behind John. If John had his dog tied up at the back of his house or in front of his house, they'd be out calling the RSPCA and complaining about him and this. The man's out walking his dog, and then Darren, their keyboard warrior, Darren there, is giving him a hard time then, saying that he's doing it wrong. Like, at the end of the day, boys, like, they're dogs. Like, when we're talking about Ireland, we were on holidays in Cuba and we seen dogs on the streets. Like, I was in Thailand and Australia and all the places, and dogs weren't wild. Dogs are dogs. Dogs, the one thing that wherever the veterinarians on this show are that didn't know this about dogs, especially the wolfhounds and that too, the big dogs and the German Shepherd, they have layers of fur for a reason. You can't shave a dog in the middle of summer here to cool the dog down. It's actually the polar opposite. The fur on a dog cools a dog down. You know, does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
That's clinically proven. So if anyone who's on here already that's a vet, that you can't do his big fur. Dogs have big fur for a reason. It cools them down. So I stand behind John. I know John can get aggressive and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, he's seen that generation of German Shepherds and stuff. And you're getting lashed out for walking a dog like... And you're in Enfield and County fucking Meath, like, come on. Like, I grew up in Ireland before, like, when I was home. and dogs were tied up everywhere you went and roaming the streets. And these days, fair enough, we had them inside the house, we had them, they're all looked after and stuff like that. But you want to bring your dog for a fucking walk, and the dog's not complaining. The dog's not going to talk to you and say, hey, I want to go inside. Of course, he's not going to say my feet are hurting. But to lift their paws up off the asphalt if or the roadway if their paws are hurting them. But for me who lives over here now, it's 30 degrees or more all summer long here. And my dog's out in the back deck and they can't get enough of sun lying down. And then you have someone complaining.
Okay, you don't see any harm in taking dogs out for a walk in 25 degree heat?
No, we do it the whole time. The whole country does it here. It's beautiful, like it's lovely. And you bring them down to the beach if you want them and jump them into the beach. Or, of course, you're going to bring water or a bit of shade with them. But you're not going on a 10-mile fucking hike. You're only going around your streets, like, right? Everywhere's shaded. There's always islands full of trees. They're always walking along the streets or the walkways where there's trees and shade and stuff. And there's water anywhere you want to go, rivers and the whole nine yards, canals and whatever. I just think it's over-exaggerated what people are thinking about now compared to 25, 30 years ago in Ireland when dogs were tied up outside in a fucking chain. Like, what I've seen myself down the country, especially around Meath and Westmeath, where I'm from, like, dogs weren't even inside the fucking house years ago. Now we're complaining about dogs leaving the house for 15 minutes in the heat.
Okay, stay there for a second. He sees no harm. We were asking about this dog in Drumcondra. And,
can I just say to you, by the way, for those of you messaging us saying that you're driving to Drumcondra right now, there's no need to drive to Drumcondra. Thank you for your care and consideration towards the dog, but stop driving to Drumcondra.
Lads, it's Stu here. The dog has been taken away about 3 minutes ago. The owner was a woman of about 50. I had a right go at her, but had to be careful because I'm in my work clothes. I'm sick after what I've seen. Her answer was, she's grand, it was only for a few minutes.
Now we count out that there's about 26
minutes, yeah.
And I would say to that absolute...
numpty.
No, I have a better word for her. I really have a better word. But I would say to her, yeah, stand still in the sun for 20, 23, 24 minutes with your coat on and see how you like it. That's
absolute, yeah, that is horrendous.
That's one of the saddest things I've ever heard, isn't it?
It's awful. Let me bring in just a couple more messages before we wrap this up. This is Ellie.
Hey, guys. Sorry I can't come on today. Just sending a quick voice note. I don't think it's reasonable to bring your dogs out in the heat of the day, in the middle of the day, for 10 or 15 minutes. It's not enough enrichment or exercise for the dogs. You're better off taking them out early in the morning, late in the evening, or even depending on what breed of dog you have, if they're more susceptible to the heat, if they're old or young or certain breeds. Don't take them for a walk. They're not going to die from not going for one walk. You can do other things in the house, enrichment exercises and stuff like that. And also, just for John, just because you're doing something for a long time doesn't mean you're doing it right. But yeah, every time there's a bit of weather, you have this topic and there's always someone disputing. That's fine to bring them out in the peak of the day in the heat. People just don't learn. They just don't learn. But yeah, good topic today.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Ellie. And finally, Heather.
Hey guys, yeah, I agree with Hannah. I think just if it was me as well, I would go out and take the dog, unleash the dog, tie him up in a shaded area, like he's not going to go far, and give him some water. That's really all you can do.
All right, Heather, thanks very much indeed. But the good news is dog has been moved.
There's no good news here. The good news is that absolute bitch of a woman is after leaving her dog for that long. That is, it's horrible.
It's dreadful.
And by the way, to the people saying ring the dog warden, I'll ask you this very simple question. When was the last time you saw a dog warden?
When was the last time I saw a dog warden?
You're more likely to see the Loch Ness Monster than a dog warden. I've never seen a dog warden.
No, I've never seen one myself. And I have two dogs. I've never
in my life seen a dog warden. So who do you ring? Do you have a number or a dog warden? And there's no point in ringing the dog warden now because, and I understand where Stu was coming from, because obviously if he start giving her mouth and he's in his work uniform, he'll be reported.
Yeah, he's the one that'll end up getting in trouble, yep. All right, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.